Okay, we are,
We're Zocha in this week's Parsha for the second mitzvah in the Torah. Third mitzvah in the Torah, rather. Giranosha. Alkein lo yochem neishals giranosha shal kafa yorech ade yom hazeh, ki naga mechaf yorech Yaakov begid hanosha. Why do we not need to get hanosha? Remember that the malach, he damaged Yaakov in the giranosha. So, what's the ruchnius revach? What exactly is the point of remembering this, right? I mean, it's very nice to remember history, but we're not all PhDs in history. What's the musr of remembering this? So on a simple level, Dasa Kanim says in his first daya, he says, oh, it's like Zechirsiyas Mitzrayim and everything else, to remember the Neis Hashem did to us, to give Shevach L'dor Hashem, that he saved Yaakov from the Malach. So remember the Giranosha, all the Malach did was damage his Giranosha, and he didn't kill him. So we're really remembering that Yaakov didn't get killed, that Yaakov survived because Hashem saved him from the Malach. Okay, that's certainly possible, and maybe even the most pshat interpretation. But it's a little funny, because Davka remembers is the bad thing that happened to Yaakov, right? Like, you know, we don't remember that Yaakov lived, we're Davka remembering that he was injured. Why are we Davka remembering, like, something bad that he was injured if we want to remember something good? So the Dasa Kanim has a very fanciful interpretation, perhaps. He says, no, Davka may be remembering something bad. We're Davka remembering that Yaakov was hurt and that a terrible thing happened. Why should we remember a terrible thing happened? What's the musr advantage of that? He says, because Vayvasa Yaakov Levado, it was terrible that Yaakov was by himself. What do you need? All these grown kids who are strong men who left their old father to work by himself and didn't take care of him. This teaches you sensitivity, that you always have to not leave people on their own and go escort them and accompany them on the road and make sure that to help people stay out of danger and to save them. And just teach you achrayus towards a fellow yid, not to mention the fact your own father. Okay, so he says some muster to teach us not to be bad like the Shvatim were and to care about other people. But also that seems to be a little far from the simple pshat of the story that's going on here. So Rav Hirsch has an interesting pshat. He says, no, we're Davka remembering. What do we want to remember? We're not remembering the good thing that Yaakov was saved from the Malach. That's great. That's wonderful. But that's not Giranosha. We're Davka remembering the weakness. We're remembering the injury. We're remembering that Yaakov was a Balmon, that Yaakov was patsua, that he was injured, that he was weak. We're remembering that Yaakov was disabled. Why do we remember Yaakov's disability? Remember, he was writing before it became fashionable. The answer is, because what happened in the next story? Yaakov beat Esav and he overcame everything, etc., etc. You might think that, why did Yaakov manage to escape from Esav and overcome everything? It's all because he was so strong and he was so perfect and everything was right about him, right? Like, you know, I'm sure there are a lot of other nations, they have myths about their founders and ancestors, about how they were perfect and did everything. He says, no. We have to Davka remember that Yaakov was very weak. Yaakov was limping. He couldn't fight anything. He wasn't even a tenth of a soldier. He beat Esav because Hashem was on his side. Because what's important to remember is that it's not kochi v'otzum yadi asli yischayel azeh, but lo v'chayev lo v'koach ki baruchi amar Hashem tzvakos is this month of the year. We davka want to remember that Yaakov was injured and weak. Hashem said to Malach, davka so Yaakov be injured and weak and not able to fight when he met Esav. And therefore we see that it's not how strong we are that we put our bitachon in, but rather that it's all from Hashem. And the musr of Giranosha is, it doesn't matter how strong we are, it doesn't matter how successful we are, it doesn't matter if we do everything, you know, if everything goes well for us, it's going to be okay if we put our bitachon in Hashem. I think you can maybe take this, Rav Hirsch, and it's definitely, it's a good musr. We learn from this that even if you're weak and you're poor and you're not powerful, don't worry, Hashem's on your side and that's more important. Okay, Hanukkah, right there. But I think there's something maybe even a little deeper than this. And what's going on here? Yaakov, Hutzoleal Yerecho. Yaakov, he fought with the Malach. He had struggles, he had difficulties, he had challenges, and he didn't win 100%. He was not 100% successful. Yes, he wasn't killed by the Malach, but did he beat the Malach? Did the Malach beat him? And it depends how you spin it, right? We're the sense of Yaakov. We like to say, you see, Yaakov beat the Malach, he saw Rishon Elokim, Anoshim Atuchal, etc. I don't know, maybe the Malach spin doctors say, you see this Yaakov, I came off really strong, and there's barely anything left of him. You know, I had a little Rachmanis, and I let him crawl away like a dog. You know, it all depends how you look at it. Point is, Yaakov did not totally meet the challenge. Yaakov stumbled a little. Yaakov was hurt a little. Yaakov failed a little. And what happens with Toleil Yerecho? And what happens? Yes, he stumbled, he failed, he lost a little. He was 50-50. He didn't accomplish what he wanted to accomplish. He didn't get what he wanted to get. He didn't succeed in overcoming every challenge and every obstacle. But he kept limping along. He kept going. He kept going, and it turned out okay in the end. Maybe, Dov, what we learned from the lesson of Gid Anasha is that you don't have to win everything. Everything doesn't have to go right. Not just in Gashmius. But in everything, I try to do something and I fail. What do you mean I fail? I do a little, but I don't do what I'm supposed to do. I try to be a certain image of what I want to be, and I don't give up entirely, but I'm not quite that image. Sometimes I am, sometimes I'm not. You know, none of us are perfect. We all have our mumin, whether they be begoloi or shalo begoloi, right? We all have our failures, just like Yaakov Avinu. What happened to Yaakov Avinu? He didn't give up. He kept limping along. And he won in the end and found the Klal Yisrael. And there's a wild Svas Emes here, who says, after this story, after the end of this big story, including meeting Esav, Vayavo Yaakov Shalem Irshchem. He comes to Shlemus to Irshchem. What does Shlemus mean? Rashi talks about Shlemus in a very chitzonistic fashion. How Hashem healed his limp and he got his money back and this and that, etc., etc. Svas Emes is not coming to deny that. But he's coming to say on a deeper level, you know why Yaakov came to Shlemus? He came b'shlimus to Irshchem because of all the troubles he had on the way. If he hadn't failed so many times on the way, if he hadn't been hurt and limped so many times on the way, he would never have come b'shlimus. Because nothing is shalom is someone who overcame the obstacles. Vayavo Yaakov Shalom says the Svas Emes right here. You can look it up. B'derech sheva yipol tzadik v'kam. B'vchina sheva yipol tzadik v'kam. Yaakov Shlemus was not because everything always went well and he never failed and he never tripped up. Yaakov Shlemus was because he did fail and he did trip up and he didn't succeed in doing everything he wanted to do. But he kept going anyway, and that's an even greater Shlemus than never having anything wrong in the first place. And maybe that's like a tremendous LP, putting the Svas Emes together, the Rav Hirsch, etc. It's really, I think, it's a very inspiring message we can take from the Gid Anasha. What do we remember? When we remember our holy Avoseinu, Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, the Shlemus of our holy ancestors and forefathers, remember the Shlemus isn't that they were perfect. The Shlemus is that just like everyone else in the world, they were less than 100%, but they kept going, they limped along, they didn't give up for a second, they believed in Hashem, they believed that B'siyata Shmai, they would get to where they needed to go, and Dafka, they got only even more Shlemus from overcoming the obstacles, and whatever obstacles, and whatever failings, whatever challenges we have now, that's only Hashem's way of asking us to get even more and more Shlemus by limping along till Vayizrach Lo Hashemesh, till we manage to turn that into another form of Shlemus, Be'ezrat Hashem. Shabbat Shalom.